Let's open our Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, and we've been in verse 14. So if you'd like to put your finger on that verse, let's go ahead and read it. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Well, we've been talking about being born again in blood covenant, creating with God in blood covenant, and I'm just amazed that we've been given the grace. We're on episode 26. And our style of these studies is to purposefully take scriptures that we all know and love and examine the elements of blood covenant. Here we see that we have been made partakers. We've talked about this, how the word made literally means to be joined together as one, to be created, to be cut, to be shaped, to be formed. And it's here that in this place we ask ourselves, what are we formed into? Well, we're formed into Christ, which means the Trinity, in Jesus. Jesus was the habitation of the Father and the Holy Spirit, and that's what made him Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. So we have been made to fit into the Godhead as one through blood, through water, by the Spirit. These three elements of blood covenant. Blood makes one, blood creates, blood shapes, blood forms in secret. But blood is the door that opens for life to be revealed, or whatever's been made in secret, we now see it revealed in open. And it's there that the Spirit waits for life to take of the Father and give to us through Jesus, and take of Jesus and give to us. Now, we've been made partakers of Christ if we hold. We looked at this word last time around. It means to just simply acknowledge the position that you're joined as one. To be made is to be joined in the elements of blood covenant. But here, now it's our responsibility to hold on or acknowledge that we are one in the Godhead through the elements of blood covenant. So what are we supposed to hold on to? It says, hold the beginning of our confidence. I love this because this word beginning has the idea of an arch. Through the ability to possess the mind, to move the thoughts. See, we're one in the thoughts of God. We now have the mind of Christ, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son. We're one. So we muse together, we create together, we take part of that arch of being one, and we hold on. We allow the arch of the elements of blood covenant to flow. Remember, Jesus said in the book of Luke, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Well, here, when we hold on, we acknowledge that we're one in the mind of God through Jesus by the Holy Spirit. And it's there that when we hold on to that beginning place, we are setting our minds to be in one accord, or the act of acknowledging that our minds are one accord, and we just receive and we draw from the elements of blood covenant into our lives. That's the substance, that's the confidence that we have in our lives, that we hold on to. We hold on to, it's the beginning, it's where the power begins to flow, and it is the principle rule that we rule from. Isn't that good? So a lot of people differentiate this, because a lot of times we hear speak from the heart, not the head. But yet we see that as a believer, when we're born again of blood covenant, it comes from the head first. We have the mind of God through Jesus by the Holy Spirit, and we create with God. We hold on to that arch so that the elements of blood covenant can flow through our thought. Blood make one, but blood to create the thoughts of God, the voice of God. And the water, so that our thoughts can be cleansed. And what is shaped is literally revealed. This is how revelation works. It is constructed, it is built through being one in the mind of God. Isn't that good? So when we talk about hold on from the beginning, or that arch of confidence, we are confident in the blood. We're confident in being one. We're confident in being part of that. It literally, this confidence is the word person. Or the Godhead. Hold on to the confidence. Hold on to the Godhead with your thoughts, with your head, by acknowledging that you are one with God. Joshua is a wonderful example of this, because he taught the Levites the same way Moses did, to carry the Ark of the Covenant without saying a word. And the Ark of the Covenant is the mind of God, because every article in the Ark of the Covenant is God with Jesus by the Holy Spirit. And we find the elements of blood and water and spirit in each one. In other words, the Ten Commandments is the habitation of God through Jesus by the Spirit. The Aaron's rod is a picture of blood covenant, because the budding of the branch cut and revealed life. But the branch is a picture of how the Father gives life. Jesus is the branch, and the Holy Spirit takes and reveals life. Well, it's the same with the golden pot of manna. It's God in Jesus by the Holy Spirit. It's the riches of who God is through Christ. It's where all of the supply of God and the kingdom is revealed. So when we say hold on to the beginning, the arch of a person, that's our confidence in our thoughts. Joshua taught to carry the Ark of the Covenant. Here we see Paul teaching the same thing. Carry God in your thoughts as one, because that's the confidence, that's the substance, that's what we sit under to have confidence in being made a partaker of God. Isn't that good? I realize I'm about out of time, but I want to say one more thing about this word begin, a confidence. Confidence in the Greek is also the word covenant. To establish covenant. This is very important because we are made in the elements of covenant, blood covenant. We're created, we're joined together in the elements of blood covenant. So when we hold on from the beginning, the arch of our confidence is in a person to release and join our thoughts together in covenant. Isn't that good? It's not something we apply. It's not something that we say. It's not something that we decree, but it's something that we acknowledge that we are joined together as one, and we just practice by drawing from blood, water, the Spirit of God, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and the Lord Jesus. Well, I want to take this time to say thank you for listening. We went a little bit out of time. What a blessing it was to be with you. Be sure to share this in your secret place and put your finger on the notifications and follow these same places wherever you're hearing this from. Thanks for listening in today. I'm Sister Laura. Amen.